$10,448, Mr. and Mrs. Clifton J. Butts, intersection of Road 405 and White Avenue, being Lot 14 within EA Timmons subdivision. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old on less than 3/4 acre.
Good evening. Names and addresses of whoever is going to speak tonight.
Anthony Wright, First State Community Action Agency, 308 North Railroad Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
27467.
Your name first.
Doris Butts. Okay. 27467 Sand Pepper Drive South, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay, and is the gentleman going to testify also? Same address?
Yes.
Okay, you all use the Bible at the same time. You all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board?
Anthony Wright with First State Community Action Agency. We've been working with the Butts family for, I guess, about a year almost now, trying to help them to solve a situation. They're renting land currently. We were given a donated mobile home, the 1987, that we'd like to place on the property that they own. Since then, we've been working to clear off the property, clean it up, and we're looking for a variance to place the donated home there where they can take care of their grandchildren and move on and relieve some of the stress on the family instead of paying for a rented lot.
Do you have pictures of the mobile?
I apologize. I actually have the card in my pocket, which one of my colleagues erased to take pictures of another event. So I do not have pictures. The home itself, the 1987, came from Quillen's Road it's in between Rehoboth and Dewey. It was a beach home that was well cared for and taken care of.
So what type of, do they have a permanent foundation or?
Yes, the plan is to put the home on a permanent foundation on that lot. Actually, when the home was donated, it was on a permanent foundation.
Touch base with any of the neighbors? Anybody has any concern about it?
Only, and I apologize because I don't know the gentleman's name, but to the right of the property while we were cleaning it up. What existed prior to the project starting was a residence that appeared to have burnt down. I'm not sure if it burned or if it just became dilapidated, but when we started clearing off the lot, it was a roof and a foundation. Mm-hmm. And it had a mobile home on the back of the lot, actually two. So what we've done so far is we've demolished the two mobile homes and remove the existing, what was left of the structure, which is about the same size as the home that we plan to put there, and cleared all that up. The Butts family have put down some, I guess it was sand, or fill, clean fill, if you will. So the lot's kind of ready to go. Has an existing well on it. When we cleared the property up, we also filled in what looked like an old cesspool that was on the lot. So they've done a lot. We've invested as an agency in donated funds and some of our own resources, probably about $7,000 or $8,000 clearing off the lot, and have no idea what the Butts family has invested in fill and some removal, trash removal also. So, I mean, I would say now the property looks 100% better than it did when we started. And once the home's put on with the foundation, it'll look 100% better too.
It sounds like it really does.
Yeah, I would say the purpose, I guess, giving you some background as to why we got involved, is Mr. and Mrs. Butts take care of, is it three grandchildren? I'm sorry, I'm going to get it wrong. I had some of it in front of me. One of which is permanently disabled. And she has a hospital bed in the living room. What the double wide, which is kind of why we took it on, what that'll do is it'll allow the granddaughter in the hospital bed to have a bedroom of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give the family a little more stability that way too.
And the placement of the home meet all the setback requirements, I take it?
I'd be lying if I told you I knew exactly right now, but I believe it will. That wasn't something that was mentioned to me when we were going through the process.
To consider.
Right.
Yeah. Because a lot of the older houses didn't necessarily meet those.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this property just north of 26?
Yeah, 26 would be 9-foot road, yes. Just north of that.
Is Church Avenue and White Avenue, do they actually exist?
You got it. Church Avenue and White Avenue? Yeah, it's on Gumtree.
Our plot shows that it's there's a White Avenue and a Church Avenue within the area, but I wanted to make sure I had located the proper lot when I was looking at it.
Mr. Hudson, I really didn't see any when I was out there posting
okay.
that. Didn't look like those roads ever
right.
existed.
I didn't either, so I just want to make sure I was looking at the road.
Yeah, I have a picture of the vacant lot, but
okay.
where they cleared it.
All right.
When I posted it.
So the double wide is being moved from?
Double wide's actually in storage right now.
I have a picture of it.
No, I don't. I apologize. That was on the card. I had pictures of the cleared lot and the double wide, which it, just to give you an example, since it's the double wide, it is split and it's wrapped. I mean, and I explained to the young lady at the desk when she reminded me it'd be nice to have pictures. It'd be of a home that was wrapped, but I was trying to bring them to you anyway.
The age of computers.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
And Mr. Werbin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we leave the hearing open for the purpose of the applicant to provide us with pictures of the mobile that they plan to put there. You can have that to the office before Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, we could put it on the agenda for the third and deliberate on it.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,448 open till our next regular meeting as to allow the applicant time to present some pictures so the board may have a chance to review them and you all try to get them in by Thursday.
I will.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, sir.